Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Brad Logan alongside David Johnson. Today's show, the Red and Blue Crew podcast. We want to thank you for joining us. We want to thank you for joining us last week as we had kind of a different kind of show, as we got an update on David's health, and everything is absolutely on the up and up, and so we're excited about moving forward. David, you just showed me your T-shirt you got for Father's Day. It talked about how you kind of muscle through the official heart zipper member club and how having heart surgery. So I know you're excited about getting that and seeing all of your kids for Father's Day. I also really enjoyed Father's Day as well. And it was great getting together with family yesterday.
Yeah. My big kids are actually in Florida, Brad. So I've got
You got to visit with them via phone or however the apps. Yeah.
Eli shot me a text about 6 o'clock and Sydney actually came over before she left for Florida. So I did get to see her. And, of course, we've got Tori Kate here. But, they're going to be in Florida as I have my surgery this week. So, you know, but they're young. They've got to live their lives. I get that.
Yeah, well, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Couldn't do the show without our good friends at the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark. Jared and his entire team do a wonderful job. And we talk about how great the customer service is, but Dave, we don't talk about how good the food is at both those locations. And so we encourage you to go by. A lot of you already do that. And you go by and you let them know you heard about it on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. And I kind of go back to the podcast we had last week. The reception has been incredible. I know David's heard from a lot of people. I heard from a lot of people that I passed along to David. So we couldn't do this podcast without you listening and watching. And we really appreciate it. Also, our friends over at the Hearn Law Firm, any legal need that you need, just give the Hearn Law Firm a call. Our phone number will be available here in just a little bit when we talk more about all of our sponsors here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, we'd love to have you. Just shoot us a direct message on Twitter/X at Brad Logan COTE, or you can shoot a direct message to David at Rebels247, and we'll be glad to get you guys in touch with the right people. David, it was a huge weekend over the last really couple of weekends at Ole Miss, and I know you've had your ear to the ground, and in regards to Ole Miss football recruiting, it is as hectic as it's ever been right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But Brad, I'm going to tell you, it's really, you know, you pick up on these vibes, and honestly, it's as successful as it has ever been right now as well. I talked to a lot of these kids as they departed Oxford yesterday following their official visits, and Ole Miss is in great shape. I mean, you know, I was on the phone with Nolan Wilson last night, one of the top defensive linemen in the country out of Picayune, Mississippi. And, you know, man, Nolan had a great time up here. Jet Goldsberry had a great time up here. Rodney Colton Jr., a big-time linebacker, had a great time up here. And he's down to 4 schools, and Ole Miss is the only SEC school left on his list. So I feel really good about those guys. It was a great weekend overall. You know, and I think, you know, the kicker to it is how Ole Miss is bringing these players in and setting them down and going, this is our personalized plan for you. And I think that matters to the guys. I had more than one guy yesterday tell me they do that better than any other school. They set you down and they go, this is your freshman year. This is your sophomore year. This is your junior year. And by the time you get to be a junior, you know, we're going to have you as an All-American candidate. And I think that resonates with the kids there. Granted, it's a weird kind of vibe because of the NIL era. And if you don't think that matters, well, I got oceanfront property to sell you in Belzona because it matters. A lot of these kids are coming from less than ideal financial situations, and they've got a great opportunity to rectify their family's fortunes, and it is paramount. And what I don't understand is really those of us in the recruiting industry, we don't talk about that enough because it matters if one school is offering you $250,000 and the other school is offering you $75,000. Doesn't matter how much you like the tradition or the pageantry. I mean, cold hard cash, that's $175,000 difference. And it matters to these kids. You know, I don't think we're covering that as thorough as we should, to be honest with you, partly because nobody wants to talk about it still, but it's part of the game and it's part of that process.
I've asked you this before. You've been covering Ole Miss recruiting for a number of years. Looking at this year versus last year versus the year before versus the first year that Lane got on campus, then you got the transfer portal aspect of all this. How detailed is Ole Miss high school recruiting versus last year and the year before? Is it more high school recruiting than they've done in the years past? And also an emphasis on Mississippi versus, you know, last year and the year before. But I thought last year they put a pretty good emphasis on Mississippi. But I think overall, where's Ole Miss right now with high school recruiting versus the transfer portal? When it felt like Lane and his staff were at the advent of the transfer portal, it feels like they've dipped back into high school recruiting a lot more.
Yeah, well, you got to look at the state of the program when Lane got here versus where the program is now. This is an Ole Miss team program that has won 10 or more games three out of the last 4 years. You know, I remember back when the NIL came around, people were looking at Alabama and Georgia and Clemson and going, these guys just kind of fill their immediate needs in the portal. They're not wholesaling out to the transfer portal. I think Ole Miss has grown under Lane to where now you're not seeing low-level three-stars visit campus. You're seeing those four-star, five-star recruits visit campus. And I think by winning, Ole Miss has elevated itself basically to the same arena of recruiting that Alabama and Georgia have been in. And you can now rely a little more on high school recruiting. Whereas in the past, it was, hey, let's get these guys in here. Let's win a bunch of games. Now, particularly at certain positions, you're seeing more of an emphasis placed on high school recruiting, specifically the offensive line. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And you know, being a Mississippi guy like you are, I think, you know, and I don't mean to throw shade on Ole Miss fans or anything, but I think it's cool to see Mississippi kids stay in Mississippi and play, whether it be at MSU, whether it be at Southern Miss, whether it be at Delta State, wherever that school is. So it just feels to me like that Lane and the staff have done a much better job recruiting high school players, much less the state of Mississippi. I want to talk about one specific player that a lot of people look at. That's defensive lineman Nolan Wilson. He had an official to Ole Miss, and he's got a lot of different programs talking to him. What's the latest on him?
Yeah. I talked to him last night. He had a great time up here. You know, interestingly enough, he told me the last time he was up here, he didn't feel the love. And he said, man, that was resurrected over the weekend. They rolled out the red carpet for him. I don't know exactly what he meant by he didn't feel the love, but he did this weekend. I think Ole Miss is in the thick of things for him. It would not surprise me. Again, here we go. We're not talking about NIL. If NIL wasn't the deciding factor for Nolan Wilson, he's got a bunch of SEC schools at him. I think Miami's after him, Florida State. And, you know, I really think that NIL is going to play a heavy decision for Nolan. I know that's kind of to me, it's just common sense. And I really don't know why we're not asking kids more questions about NIL, other than the schools really don't want us to. You know, that's still kind of a hush-hush thing until we get to the era where it's actually more like the NFL and contracts are public and contracts are contracts. You know, right now we're just kind of in this malaise. And, but yeah, talking about Nolan Wilson, I think he loves Ole Miss. I think it's going to matter to him what the NIL deal is. I really do.
And defensive line is always an important position, specifically if you can get the players in high school. And Ole Miss has done a nice job over the last couple of years recruiting defensive talent out of the high school ranks. A position that Ole Miss is going to be really looking for next year or need players next year is linebacker. One of the top 247 linebackers that you pointed out, Rodney Colton Jr., on an official visit. What is the latest with Colton Jr.?
Yeah, and look, he's the kind of kid, you go back 5 or 6 years ago, Ole Miss wouldn't even get him on campus for a visit. So you're talking about high school recruiting. We are recruiting at a higher level now than what we were prior to Lane Kiffin. Rodney Colton Jr., probably my favorite player that was here on an official over the weekend. This guy can go. He reminds me so much of Chris Poupal, how he's such a ball hawk. He's always around the football. And he's already got SEC size. You look at that picture of him squatting down next to the Chucky Mullins Memorial in the tunnel at the vault. The guy already looks like an SEC linebacker. Very bright kid. I think he's going to excel wherever he goes. If I'm Ole Miss, he's got three pluses next to his name because I got to have Rodney Colton Jr.
And by the way, all of these stories that David has written, there are a ton over the last couple of days, can be read over at Inside the Rebels. That's, of course, an affiliate of 24/7 Sports, the site that David essentially founded and has done a great job covering recruiting for a number of years and continues to do so over at Inside the Rebels. I want to stick with recruiting, David, because there are a couple of different positions that Ole Miss has been looking at. One of those is quarterback. And a former Boise State quarterback commit, Bryson Beaver, was on campus. Not just about Beaver, but what are some other players, and where do you think the quarterback position sits right now in regards to recruiting?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You would think quarterbacks would be lining up to come play at Ole Miss. And there's not a bad batch. Bryson Beaver is certainly a very capable young man, I think. You know, we need to add a quarterback for this class. But, you know, quarterbacks are looking at things and they're like, man, Austin Simmons is at Ole Miss. And he's going to be there a couple more years. You know, you got A.J. Maddox, who was a four-star quarterback. He's in the wings. You've got these guys we brought in through the transfer portal. They're here too. One thing I do know, a quarterback, if there's one position where you want to play from day one, it's quarterbacks. And when you have a successful or a guy that's projected to be very successful, such as an Austin Simmons, and I got to tell you, I think you're going to have Austin Simmons Heisman talk this year. I think that's how good he is. That factors into the next group you can bring in and when you can bring them in. Because no quarterback wants to be the fourth guy toting a clipboard. Unless you're my good friend Shane Matthews, who made a great NFL career out of doing that and turned into a great golfer. But and I only kid with Shane. I was Shane's center in junior high. And he's one of the best athletes I've ever played with, for sure.
Where did you play junior high football? In Cleveland?
Margaret Green, yeah, Cleveland High.
So Shane Matthews was in Cleveland his junior high years?
Yeah. His dad was the head coach at Cleveland High School.
I didn't know that.
And Shane's a year older than me. But, after my ninth grade year, his dad, Bill Matthews, who played at Ole Miss, got the head coaching job at Pascagoula.
Yeah.
So Shane moved with his dad and finished out at Pascagoula. But yeah, he kind of grew up in Cleveland.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
I guess I never knew that. That's surprising. I definitely knew he played down on the Gulf Coast, and then he went to Florida, and then of course played under Spurrier. I think defensive back, David, is a position to where, if you ask me, the one position that I think brings me pause a little bit in this upcoming season is defensive back. Ole Miss hosted a couple of defensive backs over the weekend. That's of course 4-star DB Craig Tutt, who you pointed out is down to 3 schools. And then Tupelo defensive back Iverson McCoy said he's down to 2 schools. What are the latest on those two, and where do you think the Ole Miss defensive backfield stands right now in regards to recruiting?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously you need some future help. So you want these guys. But, I keep getting distracted by these Logan balls in the background. I love those, man. Did you have those specially made, or what was it?
I did not. I looked upon those at a spot to where I can't remember where it was, but it was in a location where I never thought I would find them, and I saw two Logan balls, football and a basketball, and I immediately scarfed them up for a couple of dollars a piece.
Yeah, right school colors, hold on yards. That's pretty good. I mean, DBs, obviously we need help. Iverson McCoy, look, I think that's going to be an NIL deal at the end of the day. Who's gonna offer more, Ole Miss or Mississippi State? And then the other guy, Craig Tutt, out of Oakland High School, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Big time guy. I mean, I personally think that, you know, I think Ole Miss is in a good situation for Tut. But, you know, it's just such a weird era. He's down to Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Auburn. He's going to go official Tennessee next weekend. He was at Auburn the weekend before, Ole Miss this weekend. I think he's one of the best DBs out there. But again, you know, I do think it comes down to players and NIL, Brad. I just wish the industry would become more open about that. But it is hard to, because the schools you cover do not want you talking about it. And why? Because really and truly, you know, and this could be any school, not Ole Miss specific. They don't want the left guard realizing the right guard is making $100,000 more a year than him. You know, so that's where the kind of quietness comes from right there. But, you know, I mean, it's a fact in this world we live in, you know, how much money's on the table? What can I earn? What's my deal? And, you know, fortunately for Ole Miss fans, the Grove Collective and Lane Kiffin, the entire university has been at the forefront of knowing how to do this and really setting the standard for how to do this. But, you know, the recruiting industry, the coverage industry, not there yet. It needs to examine itself, and we need to be asking more NIL questions for the readers.
And the offensive line, David, is a position to where there was a ton of graduation last year. There'll be a lot of turnover. So Ole Miss obviously putting an emphasis on the offensive front. Interior offensive lineman, Ryan, is it Myrett? Myrett?
Ryan Murray.
Murray, I got you. You say the official blew him away. And then you've got, of course, the four-star offensive lineman, Kamari Blair. Those are two names that that Ole Miss is in on. How's the offensive line setting up right now?
Yeah, I feel better about Murray than I do Blair. Murray, of course, will take an official to Miami next weekend. That's his hometown. For him, it's come down to, do I want to stay home or do I want to go away for college? I think after talking to him, he's decided he wants to go away. And that means his decision is going to be between Ole Miss and Nebraska. Now, Miami can, you know, roll out the red carpet and pull some kind of hometown voodoo on him next weekend. But right now, I feel like Ole Miss has a slight lead over Nebraska. But, you know, I've been on a visit to Nebraska before, believe it or not, as a parent. It is incredible. Probably the best visit we ever took was to Nebraska. Let me just tell you, Lincoln is impressive. The campus is impressive. Until they show you pictures of it in January and there's, you know, 14 inches of snow on the ground. But it is literally in the middle of nowhere. But I do think that's the deal for Ryan Murray. Is it Ole Miss or is it Nebraska? You can read the article. He told me yesterday, he really thinks he wants to get away from home and have a more traditional college experience and not go to college in the same place he's lived for the past 18 years. That was a quote he gave me. So I feel better about him. Blair, Tennessee guy, but, you know, he told me yesterday Tennessee was basically out of it. I really didn't get a sense of what he's going to do, to be honest with you. I think Ole Miss probably has just as good a chance as anybody else with Blair. But they've made a connection. Murray has made a connection with Ole Miss. John Garrison did take Kamari Blair fishing, by the way. That's kind of an odd recruiting activity, but they went fishing. So, and he did like that. So I would lean more towards Ryan Murray than I would Kamari Blair right now. Just a ballpark opinion right there.
Full coverage, of course, Inside the Rebels, that's an affiliate of 247 Sports, and David does a phenomenal job covering recruiting, specifically football recruiting. David, but Coach Jamie Traxel and the entire staff at the Ole Miss softball team, incredible run, the Women's College World Series, and now it appears that they have landed a shortstop, Cassie Reisner, from the transfer portal, a transfer out of Kentucky. I know you stay pretty close to the Ole Miss softball program. How are they doing right now? Obviously landing a transfer out of Kentucky. What does the future look like for Coach Traxel and his softball program?
Yeah. I think a big time transfer. She hit .289 last year, 10 home runs, I think 33 RBIs. I'm going to tell you the secret sauce of Ole Miss offensively right now is the combination of Bobby Buchanan and Aaron Earlywine, and how they are they're teaching these girls how to hit. And you know, Cassie comes over to Kentucky. She's already flashed some power. I think she could be a 20 home run hitter in this Ole Miss lineup. Does she have to play shortstop? No. I mean, softball players are versatile. She could play third. She could play second. But a lot of credit goes to Bobby Buchanan. And let me tell you this. I was talking, believe it or not, yesterday I had a chance to talk to a couple of softball commits. Jada Savage, who is a two-way player, a pitcher, and a first baseman. And Alex Tucker, who is an outfielder. They're both from Georgia, but they both play for the Texas Bombers, which is the team Bobby Buchanan used to coach. And they're both going to be stud players. But each of them, they were telling me about how they chose Ole Miss in part because Bobby Buchanan was here. How, because they believe in what Jamie Traxel is doing. And we talked about primarily, and they've been committed for a while now, this is not the same Ole Miss program you committed to anymore. This is a program that has made it to the Women's College World Series, that finished ranked number 7 in the nation this year. You know, it's not the program that wanted to be, it's the program that has done it. You know, they have some interesting takes on that. I would tell you to look forward to that story. Depending on the news flow today, hopefully this afternoon, I'll get that story up with those girls. But, man, it's just an exciting time to be connected with the Ole Miss softball program. I've said it time and time again. The major credit goes to Jamie Traxel for building this staff out the way she did. To be able to get Aaron Earlywine, to be able to get Bobby Buchanan, to be able to have Nancy Evans as your pitching coach. And you know, you just wake up every morning and, you know, you say a little prayer that she can keep them together because other people are obviously going to want the success they bring. You know, and that goes with the lineup as well. So, but different program than it was when these girls committed a year and a half, 2 years ago. Can't wait to get that story out for you guys, and we'll go in more depth and detail with the written piece.
Hey, Dave, you've done incredible work over the last 2 weeks after dealing with all the health issues by getting a ton of work out. And I know everybody appreciates all of your hard work at Inside the Rebels. That's, of course, an affiliate of 24/7 Sports. You can catch every recruiting article there that David has written, and there'll be more articles coming with all the official visits that Ole Miss had, not to mention the softball commits as well. David, we will talk to everyone very soon. I know you've got some health things coming up this week, but we look forward to talking with everybody.
Let me roll that out if you don't mind. So we're recording this. It's roughly 9 a.m. on a Monday morning. I have got a consultation with my surgeon at 10:45 Monday. So just in a little bit, we're going to figure out what day this week they're going to go in and try to cut this cancer out. Probably be Thursday, probably be Friday. I've been told that I've got 7 days of intense chemotherapy following the surgery. So, after the surgery, I'll be put in ICU and then gradually work myself up or down, whatever, out of there. But I figure I'm going to have a lengthy hospital stay, probably 3 to 4 days with the chemo following the surgery. So, so bear with me. Man, I appreciate everybody's thoughts and prayers and all that. And, if you're praying for me right now, just pray they can cut it all out and that it hasn't spread to the lymph nodes, because if it's stage two and we keep it there, we'll be in good shape. Stage three, stage four, going to be a fight. And, we're up for a fight, but damn, we're getting tired. I'll be honest with you. That's what's going on. So if I disappear on you, you'll know I'm back at Baptist and in some great medical hands there, but we'll figure it all out. But that's what's going on right now. We're as far as I'm concerned, we're going to cut it out. We're going to kick its ass. And, I appreciate everybody's prayers.
Yeah, we'll keep the podcast rolling along here, and thankful for our sponsors, the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark, and everything that they have done during this process, reaching out to David, reaching out to me. It is a partnership, truly, with our good friends at the Velvet Ditch and the Land Shark, our talent presenting sponsor here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Also want to say a special thank you to the Hearn Law Firm, a proud sponsor here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. David, continue to get well. We will keep everybody up to date on everything going on here on all of our social channels. You're on Twitter /X at Red Blue Crew Pod, of course, on Facebook and on all of the websites that that you guys follow all of us. For David Johnson, I'm Brad Logan. We'll talk to you soon right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.